February 26, Oswald Chambers. My utmost for his highest. Inferior misgivings about Jesus. Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. John 4:11. I am impressed with the wonder of what God says, but he cannot expect me really to live it out in the details of my life. When it comes to facing Jesus Christ on his own merits, our attitude is one of pious superiority. Your ideals are high, and they impress us, but in touch with actual things, it cannot be done. Each of us thinks about Jesus in this way in some particular. These misgivings about Jesus start from the amused questions put to us when we talk of our transactions with God. Where are you going to get your money from? How are you going to be looked after? Or they start from ourselves when we tell Jesus that our case is a bit too hard for him. It is all very well to say, trust in the Lord, but a man must live, and Jesus has nothing to draw with, nothing whereby to give us these things. Beware of the pious fraud in you which says, I have no misgivings about Jesus, only about myself. None of us ever had misgivings about ourselves. We know exactly what we cannot do, but we do have misgivings about Jesus. We are rather hurt at the idea that he can do what we cannot. My misgivings arise from the fact that I ransack my own person to find out how he will be able to do it. My questions spring from the depths of my own inferiority. If I detect these misgivings in myself, let me bring them to the light and confess them. Lord, I have had misgivings about you. I have not believed in your wits apart from my own. I have not believed in your almighty power apart from my infinite, from my finite understanding of it. That's the end of Oswald's text. The blight of mankind in attempting to walk in the Christian life is our propensity to want to live out our lives and do what we're supposed to do from our own abilities and our own self-sufficiencies. Quite contrary to what the call of the Master is, come follow me. Quite contrary to what the call of God is, I love you. I simply want you to love me. And quite contrary to Jesus' own prayer to the Father, Father, that they will be one as you and I are one. Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. He wasn't talking just about little children. He was talking about the way in which we must come to God through Jesus. We must come as children in childlike faith with absolute trust in the God of the universe, who is the ultimate Father, to do what is right by us and to take care of our every need and provide everything for us. We've lived our lives in Christendom trying to live for Jesus, but the contrary, or the converse of that, is really the truth. Jesus wants to live for me. He wants to live instead of me. He wants to do my living. All he wants from me is submission and surrender as a bride to a husband, to be cared for by that husband, to be loved on and provided for without any care or thought, because it is his responsibility to take care of everything. When I lapse into myself and into my own way of trying to help God out, I only get in his way and cause myself worry and anxiety and fear and every other feeling that is of a negative sort. I challenge you to reconsider your faith in God and your belief in him. Do you really believe he can take care of the little things? Can he provide the next meal you need even when you've lost your job? Can he take care of the mortgage payment even when you have no source of income? As we face troubled times and difficult situations, if we are acting in childlike faith and leaving the problem to Papa, he will take care of it.